After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite AfterBuzz TV after show begins, I'm so excited to tell you that my new cookbook is out. It's called The Every Girl's Guide to Cooking. It's the quickest, fastest, easiest, most amazing recipes for kitchen newbies and chefs alike. Please check out MariaMenounos.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Who that is, my baby
daddy?
Hey.
Look,
I feel like we had a family cookout.
All right. I got to take a wing.
Y'all got to sing the song I want to be singing at the family barbecue. Who that is, my baby daddy?
What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Justin Jane here in studio for the Love & Hip Hop New York reunion episode part one after show. I'm joined in studio by my favorite peoples. We got Miss Courtney Stewart.
What's up?
Your girl, Trinae.
What's up, guys? Your girl, Trinae in the building.
What's up, guys?
What's up, guys?
What up?
Trinae, you better stop doing that black girl accent.
You're right. It's the black girl effect.
Stephon,
I am Morfi Wallace.
What up? I just got off the plane, and I'm starving, so we got pizza in the building.
I feel like, you know, at the end of, like, the school year in, like, middle school, where they would, like, let people, like, I feel like, oh, my God. If you guys are wondering why I'm wearing this poncho, it's because I felt like I was going to get pregnant while watching Love & Hip Hop.
You don't want
Peter
none of that in your ears.
I just wanted to feel secure because I've been having mood swings the past few days, so I feel like I'm very fertile right
just
now.
Just say no to
at
Peter
at least you ain't 18 weeks in, though, you know.
Like, oh my God, I thought it was that pizza step on bottom.
What's that coming out?
18 weeks ago. Shit.
I feel like now people are going to be wearing that, like,
on the reunion.
You got your condoms, baby?
Bitch,
I got my condom.
If Cardi B was smart, she would have walked up on there like.
She should have been all covered up. All this
Who are you wearing? A poncho?
Saran wrap.
99 cent store? But it's effective. All right, y'all, let's talk about it. So we got the reunion.
Your pants,
but I will say this is very hot, so I don't know how long I'm going to last with this on. We got a picture of Tara's pregnancy photo where she bedazzled her stomach.
In gold. And she was so beautiful. I feel like
she looks pretty, though, even on
she did look pretty.
She looks really pretty.
She probably had, like, the white background in her house, and then they were like, okay, we're going to put some papier-mâché on your stomach, and then you're going to roll over in some gold glitter. Like, I felt like
So that's the thing, though. We have to decorate our babies in the womb.
Well, pregnancy photos are pretty.
She went for a pregnancy photo. You know what I mean? Because the child is innocent.
It's Peter Gunn's baby.
It was just how it was conceived
that we have issues with.
She put it on Instagram. She knew what she was doing.
Yeah,
of course she did.
She said
60,000 likes.
She was like, even if I was pregnant from week one, which means she knew.
Knowing. Even if I knew, I would still be having a baby.
I'm just like,
congrats,
I don't know.
Girl.
Most of my female friends who have had a child or at one point was going to have a child.
Child, we know. We know you pregnant. You
that,
be like,
oh, shit. You know,
pregnant?
Once the dick is released,
shit.
Be like, shit, that felt like some hot
She's
sperm.
Like, I took plan B.
My thing is, why aren't you on birth control?
She took plan B. That is
that
her birth
control.
Control.
I mean, plan B is not birth control. You could literally take, I heard this from people. You take plan B like one time, and after that, it don't work for you.
Your body gets
used to it. Yeah. Like
hold up, these
times.
Bitches be popping plan B like Tic Tacs.
I know people that take plan B like
I'm so serious.
Like, I don't
like,
even mean to laugh.
Why not just go on
though.
The pill? Like, if you're taking plan B three times a week, like, you just need to go on the pill.
Wrong, wrong,
or get a shot.
Again, we are. everybody's trying to give Peter an excuse for why he's still
about
coming
Peter
inside
we ain't talking
of Tara.
About.
Why are you coming inside of Tara?
Nobody
why are you coming inside
why
of Tara?
Why are you inside of Tara? Because Tara is out of her mind. So at least let Tara take some pills so
not
she don't
B-O-B
get pregnant.
B-O-B
and Tara,
you've been with this guy for 15 years and he ain't
like,
never put the question to you.
I'm just like,
he ain't never
needed to get married. He would have married. Well, bitch, why are you mad?
The one time.
He didn't need to get married. He got another wife.
Right.
Why are you upset?
The one time that he finally fishes for commitment is sleeping on a fucking mattress, air mattress bed in a rented out apartment for Mona. So
and speaking
that's
of,
the only time she ever got a chance to live.
Speaking of a good
speaking
mattress.
Speaking of a good mattress, Peter.
Keep it
so,
in, Peter. Just keep it in.
Peter can't afford this, but those of you guys out there, you can.
No,
cool
I'm sure he got a cute little paycheck for all these kids he got. All these
he,
got
does, he paying for all the kids. That's why he ain't got no money.
Well, Peter, here you go.
Maybe this mattress won't get him pregnant.
You know what my favorite mattress is? It's the Casper mattress, yo.
It's amazing.
It's named one of the best inventions of 2015 by what? Time Magazine.
Yeah,
Casper is a single perfect mattress for all sleepers. It's engineered for supportive comfort that guarantees a great night's sleep, just like their new sheets and pillows. Wah, wah. Their unique pillow and pillow design is the perfect ratio of squish to support.
Squish.
All that booty. Casper ships its mattress
squish.
For free in a surprisingly compact box, so you can try it in your home for 100 nights risk free. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund everything.
Yes,
let
they
me
will.
Find out.
And it does come in a box, so you don't have to like try to get it in your house. Like, you know, when you try to move in a mattress and you're like, I can't get it around. It's in a little box, rolled up.
Boom. Try it for 100 nights in your own home for free. Imagine you can try it 100 nights at the center.
Come sleep with us.
Go to Casper.com, use the code AfterBuzz for $50 towards your purchase. That's Casper.com, code AfterBuzz for $50.
Nice little.
And y'all better go
guys.
Get that mattress.
Okay, send it to
stop
Peter.
Playing.
There's
a bomb. I'm about to.
Yeah.
No matter of fact.
$50 off.
It sounds like a good mattress.
You know,
it's a
honestly,
great mattress.
After 100 days, what do they do with those? Do they donate
Let's
the mattress?
Let's hope that they get rid of them, but we're not talking
Are they
about that.
No, they never get them back. They
refurbished?
Get
they never get them back.
Because they're so good.
All right, let's talk about Remy and Pap, my favorite. So they're talking about... What? They're talking about baby talk. Papoose says he wants a baby, and he's fine if she just gives him the baby, and he'll just
he
have a baby.
Away. That was really precious. You love it when... Daddy said that.
Remy says she wants to enjoy them time, which I can understand that.
Yeah, I mean, she's
been
counting
in jail
down.
For 6 years, you know.
She still's counting down. I mean, counting her freedom, which is crazy to me. It's been
she
6
really,
years, 5 months, and 3 testicles. I'm just kidding, but no. I don't know. I just feel like, give this man his baby.
No,
like,
don't do
come
it.
Come on.
But as a man who's dated women with children...
Women.
Yes.
It is very difficult for
Dairy
a woman who's already had a child to then grasp the idea of doing it all over again, even though they love you.
Some.
It's very
not
difficult.
All of them. Because
you got to start from the beginning. You got to do the whole process.
I hope you're not pulling your situation into that.
Some. Not all of them. Some of them are very excited.
Without us getting Dr. Phil here.
In Remy's case, she wants to do it all over again. She just wants to free hump her husband for a little longer before a baby's involved. Because the baby takes all your energy and time.
Also, post-traumatic stress. Like, she just got out of prison. Let's let her chill before she has to have the stress of a child.
I agree.
Maybe. But, you know, if Pat really wants to get the shit done,
his clock's
link up with Peter and get
don't
the secret.
Ever.
He's got
enough
whatever.
Donors.
Don't even put Pap and Peter in the same
Listen,
sentence.
Everybody
Peter Papper picked a peck.
Anybody
fuck up on
Peter,
the cruise
squad.
Okay.
Anybody
on the
cruise
squad. You want to get pregnant.
Anybody on the cruise squad at any given day can get you pregnant. Now that we're hearing about Rich.
Well, yeah, Rich.
Rich
though.
Was handing them out.
I'm
he
still questioning Cisco.
Slanging dick. Left and right.
You don't think you can do it? Cisco got babies.
Who?
With
that one woman.
With
that one woman.
Well, that's a good thing. Praise the Lord.
His sperm count is down, so.
No,
he looked like his sperm count is down.
Hey, you know it's
that's
bad
why
when
he
you
always,
say praise
he
the Lord.
Like he
shit.
Might not.
He, that's why he always just, hey.
I can't stand
Igor.
It.
Hey,
he's
guys.
Igor meets Casper the Friendly Ghost. Like, it's a mess.
I can't get you pregnant,
please,
but I'll
no.
cook you a no, I'll some lasagna.
I watch Food Network,
I'll
girl.
Some
and he'd be like, you know,
you
I can make, I can make you some ceviche. She'd be like, bitch, this is shrimp in a martini glass. Like, this is not fucking
that
ceviche.
That ain't even shrimp. Food, that's chicken.
Crab imitation. Stop.
But,
all right. So Ross says that Yandy was just a petty pawn used in a game of Remy being shady. Mm-hmm. And Remy said, at first, that is how it started, but, you know, we grew an actual friendship.
Which is cute.
And Rod just kept going in on Yandy, like, my thing is, like, Yandy don't keep it real. You said she didn't?
No, I said she really was going in.
Rod was like that high school girl.
I kind of agree with Rod, though. Like, I don't believe for one second that Yandy doesn't know all the tea.
Sure, she does.
But she ends up making you look like a fool because she's nuts. And I'm like, oh, you know everything! And Yandy's like, bitch, I'm flying, you're not.
I mean,
shut up.
With that coral vet.
Except the outfit
jacket
was terrible, but that's like, another conversation.
Wait, why did every... I felt
everybody's outfit and hair.
This is an East Coast thing, so I don't know if anyone's going to get this reference, but I felt like I was at the Christmas tree shop looking for Christmas tree skirts.
You were.
Like,
and My Little Pony ran through.
Bitch.
Man, I feel and like
threw,
I was
like
at
Lisa
prom.
Frankton threw up on Christmas tree skirts, y'all.
Yeah.
I love the 90s.
It was Lisa Frank. It was all of it. It was too much.
A sprinkle of this, a sprinkle of that. Prom dresses. They went to a prom dress.
That's prom.
It was awful.
To get their
right, like it was Yorma's quinceañera or something. Like,
I wonder if it's a
no. Mona was like, "Okay, guys, we're off budget. It's either hair or outfits. Okay, your hair got to be on fleek. Clothes, dry.
Yeah, like
we're going to drive.
Did Manic Panic fucking do everyone's hair? Like, and Lexi, like, did Moses do yours? Because what the fuck with that
and
part?
Mo, what man did you snatch that off of in the subway? Because that was a terrible wig. It was terrible.
They was just playing Mortal Kombat before and like, let's just all find an inspiration for our hair.
Kitana.
That was Amina looked like fucking Katana with her fucking
I will say,
fake
I thought
ass ponytail.
Well, no, actually, I think Tara looked
she
the
did
best.
Have the
Tara did look good.
I think Tara looked the best.
No, she didn't.
I mean, she didn't because she
don't give her that. Don't give her that.
She,
but her
man.
Weave was flowing, her skin was glowing, and
yes,
the
weave
Peter
is glowing. Skin
no,
is
Bianca
glowing.
Looked better out of all them bitches.
Bianca was way
so
the
York ass swan.
She was really cute.
She physically is cute, but that fucking dead ass.
Absolutely not.
She looked really cute.
She was wearing a dead bird. Okay?
I thought she looked cute.
She
in the
was wearing a dead bird with straps.
Dead swan.
It was terrible.
Seagull, whatever she.
All
she
bad.
Looked cute.
All
Natalie
bad.
Portman, several.
Hey, listen, y'all better get off Mariah. I like Mariah's blue on blue.
Okay, My Little Pony.
She looked like a
too.
Fucking drag queen.
Like
My Little Pony.
Off top. I'm sorry.
Mariah, I like the blue
off
on
top.
Blue. That's
bitch,
cute.
She looked like she should have been a part of Sailor Moon.
Seriously.
Sailor Pluto. Look like, okay? For her
that
fucking blue frosting.
And I just hate the fact Mariah Lynn's always like claiming the hood. Like it's like the best thing ever. Like,
I mean,
from the hood.
Yeah, like you out here claiming
blah, blah,
hood and hood.
Hey,
it's like,
she claims
yeah,
who
every,
she is and where she
people
came from.
Are from the hood, but you don't see them jumping around saying,
actually,
I'm from the hood.
Do.
I'm
when
the,
you're
I'm
from
the hood,
hood
though.
You don't
like,
have to
really,
say
really
it.
From the hood, though.
When you're from the hood, you don't have to say that.
I mean,
exactly.
Daryl, I mean,
when
you're
real,
I've seen both sides of that.
I met some real people from the hood
that had to say it.
You didn't see Cardi B talking about 184.
Well, we're going to get to Cardi B.
Cardi B just fucking throws shoes.
Ross says, I don't no check reason. Hashtags. I feel like Yandy does that.
I think Ross does
I don't,
too.
I don't what hashtags?
Check
just
hashtags.
Check hashtags.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mariah Lynn says, Ross helps her. She said, you know what? No, here's the thing. Ross is a good manager. She helps me get shoes.
No, she said, I can't afford the Giuseppes. So, you know, she can help me. And Yandy said, yes, the bitch can get you shoes.
And I'm like, we Amber Rose fucking sends out fucking waist trainers. That don't mean she's a fucking
fairy
godmother.
A fitness coach. Like,
fairy godmother.
Could you imagine Amber Rose as a fairy godmother?
I would love to see Amber Rose as a fairy godmother.
No, I want to see Cardi B
as a fairy.
Wash good. I'm the motherfucking tooth fairy. You gotta smell that money if you want. You gotta smell. Let me smell your tooth.
I don't give you shit on your
Let me smell your tooth. You want some of
this
money? Mariah Lynn says she's a self-proclaimed hoe. Look.
She,
look, if I want to suck some dick and I go do it.
She did not say that.
What'd she say?
She said, if we go out and get some drinks and I'm feeling you and we go back to the house, if that makes me a hoe, then that's what makes me
The only reason it makes her a
I
hoe.
I didn't see the drinks elsewhere. I saw she went to someone's house.
She went to drinks with Rich and when she got caught.
Yeah. after she went to Cisco's house. Yeah, yeah, like, you've already been ranting. You are fucking the Jersey Tunnel at this point.
Aww. Well, she honestly...
That was once upon a time when she was a hoe.
Once upon a time was 3 weeks ago. Like,
you know, they've been doing a lot of slut shaming on this show, and she's like the new age feminist. You know? She's our new age feminist.
You know, she claims her whole she claims her whole tag.
This is what I mean. Like, I'm really at a point where it's like I just feel like I have to stop reviewing this because I'm just coming to an age where I can't. I really try. I really fucking try to put myself in those fucking 8 heels stilettos.
You're trying to put it in the 5-inch hoe heels.
You know what I mean? I try to.
Feels like on the pole.
You know, I try to sleep on that air mattress. I try to put myself in. I try, you know what I mean? I run outside with my feet bare. I can't.
You can't.
I really just cannot. It's at a point where it's just like it's disgusting, and y'all are really trolling us. I'm disgusted.
You're disgusted.
Well, I mean, it's at a point where the next generation, which is Peter's daughter, said, "What'd she say? It has gotten to the point beyond where it's disgusting.
Disgusting.
Now it's ridiculous." Like, it's not even, it doesn't even make sense.
Peter's daughter's like, I feel like I'm watching a movie. You are. You are a part of the movie.
And it's not even a good one.
No.
She's gonna change her last name.
It's not even a good Lifetime movie.
I would. Because he's just an embarrassment.
It's terrible.
No, she's gonna probably get on the show somehow.
You know they had her all up there, like, mm-hmm. and then her Twitter. Yeah, she's definitely about to be on the show.
Yep.
What's
raising called, his new baby.
Right.
We're going to pass it off as...
Raising guns.
My life with Whitney.
Oh, Stefan, why you had to say that? Because you know that shit's coming.
Right. Raising guns.
It's going to be, like, both the babies and, like, baby mamas in birth, like, have birth at the same time. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, they're going to do the split screen with Tara and Amina.
They're both having the babies.
And then all of a sudden, they're just going to pull
Peter's
the sheet. And he's going to be in both rooms.
Because Peter's got to be in both rooms. He's like that.
He's holding both hands. 1, 2, 3, push. Ah!
Remember you breathing,
not
baby.
Not today.
Remember you breathing, baby.
Not today.
I love you, baby. And they both say, I love you too at the same time.
I need someone to make Amina back.
No, Amina be crying at the same
Raising
time.
Guns. Come in the theater.
She's like, my baby's gonna come last. I'm the last gun.
Memorial
I'm the last gun.
Because you know now they're gonna race to get the babies out first. You can have the baby first.
I'm the last gun. No, they wanna be the last one.
Yeah.
They're like the baby, the last one to pull
before
up the rear.
Snip, snip.
Shit.
I'm the last gun. Lord.
So we get.
It's so bad when he's a horrible person and women are vying for the last bit of his sperm. Is there any more in there?
And the excuse is there's no malice in his sperm. He means
juggling
well.
Juggling the balls.
He means well.
I massage him.
Is there anything in here? Peter's dick is like the last of a lotion bottle. These bitches, it's like you never make a peanut butter sandwich and you can't get the last of the peanut butter.
You're like, damn, it's on the wall. I can see it, but I can't get it on my knife.
Oh my
god.
That is
such an ugly visual.
That's terrible, really.
Raising Guns coming to VH1.
That's the promo.
Just seem to get this nut out.
Tell you.
Peter's like,
the first scene is just Peter ashing his feet.
Looking at his feet. Peter's got
his toes.
They
like,
can't show it. He's like in a frantic situation,
but
we can't see what's happening. Then they pull back the camera, and they're like jerking him, and he's like, "There's nothing left. I swear, there's nothing left.
Please, just stop. Just stop now,
I'm
Peter.
So chaste and raw now.
It, to me.
It burns.
Give it to me.
Now see Smeagol."
That would be actually really sick if they tied Peter up and, like...
I mean, we've seen it with Young Josh.
It was Young Josh. Like, he was tied up with his nuts out.
Shit.
So, you know?
Like, you gonna have my baby.
Or this might be too deep.
I just watched an episode
this
of...
Way too
was
much.
It The Return? That just gave me a flashback that I can't.
Jeez.
All right.
Ooh, the devil.
So, Cardi starts yelling at this girl in the audience.
Oh, that was
talking
good,
about, remember,
you know?
You thought I was just gonna be a stripper? Now you watching me, bitch.
And they escorted the girl out.
Stripping on television.
There's like, you gotta go, bitch.
You gotta go. Cardi might jump off the stage.
Hey.
That looked like someone she knew.
They don't know her
she
name, so they're like, hey,
yeah.
Hey, bitch. Bitch, you gotta go.
This was the most.
She called you a bitch. You gotta go.
She was speaking to you, actually.
You're the bitch.
You, right there.
You're the bitch. No,
right,
no.
Right there.
CF. F4, chubby cheeks, you're out. Sorry. Bitch, you. All right. Cardi then starts going in on BBOD, calling them bullies. They say that she says that they bully Mariah because she's smaller, which
they did.
She called Lexi a pussy, and Lexi was like, you know what? I'm not even going to step on my Mariah says something, then you want to get up.
She jumped.
But she didn't want to get up for Cardi.
You did say that. You called me 5 pounds. Blow, bitch, blow.
Cardi's, no, she said it was pussy like 3 times.
You called me 5 bitches, so blow. Her hair just went.
Her lace
that was
front
her mane, okay?
Came off a little bit.
That pony wet.
The first take was her lace. When that part came on, the lace front fell off, and then they had it re-edited.
Yeah, but with that big of a part in between her hair, like, what is that?
Beautiful.
Is that just the tracks, like, how they did it?
It was beautiful. It was a wig.
It was a wig. Okay.
They all had wigs on.
I'm pretty sure it was a wig, yeah.
How are you going to wear a wig to a reunion knowing your shit could get snatched?
I would wear a wig. She protecting her own damn hair. Because it's like that Queens of Comedy where she was just like,
bitch.
She should have snatched her wig off if she was a real one. Because, you know, I guess it's going to go down when the wig come off.
Oh, and that would be a meme forever. Forever.
I just sit and learn when y'all start talking about wigs and tracks. I don't know. I would be so lost.
Those are the other girls you got to deal with.
Oh, God.
I just assume that those girls have some sort of something going on.
So, Cardi throws her shoe.
That was
it was right? Like the Cinderella glass slipper. The way that they shot on the shoe killed me.
She kept her foot up too long.
Close up, shoe on the grass.
Shoe heard around the world.
Guys are getting really, really creative with the visuals.
Yeah, they did.
I'm getting it.
They were. It was very nice. And then she threw, but then somebody threw it back, or did she throw another one?
I think she threw another one.
Because it went back the other way.
I like that she comes to the aid of Mariah.
It was I agree.
Because everybody like trying to go at Mariah a little bit, you
I
know.
I appreciate it.
And she's like, you know what? Whatever. I'm gonna let y'all be.
She was like, Raw gave me these.
And why gonna get me more?
Because she's a great manager.
Because I fucked Mendeecees, so she gonna get me shoes for that.
She did say that to Yandy real hard.
Yeah, that was foul.
I'm just like, what kind of person are you? Like, you supply hoes with shoes?
No, she was supplying the hoes with Mendeecees, most likely.
But that was, ooh.
She was probably the one
that. So that's that other game you're running.
Yeah.
You've got a shoe line. She's and you got a hoe line.
She's a pimp.
Where's the other Chrissy when you need it?
Exactly.
It's just the hoe line. She just gives the hoes shoes because she needs their feet to look, you know.
She would be like,
no, wear these, girl.
End of the year tax reasons. I'm gonna put the shoes.
Remember the shoes we got
losses
you?
Yeah. Over here. And
that's why we had
there
to garnish.
So that
garnish
went into Mariah, Cisco, and Rich, which we found notes and tea.
Mm-hmm.
But Miss Mariah, not only was her mama pregnant,
but so was she, and she announced. I wasn't gonna tell nobody, but now since you calling me a hoe, I'm gonna let everybody know I'm a hoe that had an abortion.
Well, you're gonna get pregnant when you're getting fucked in the bathroom, the back seat of the car.
That's
where
the point.
Else?
It didn't make any sense. Like, you weren't supporting your argument that there was a serious relationship just by saying you got pregnant.
She just wanted to drop a bomb. She's like, he's looking too innocent. You look too clean right now, Rich. Let me muddy your shirt up a little bit.
She was like,
remember the baby I had to abort? Thanks. You gave me one, too. Yep.
Once upon a time, not long ago.
Which, now, nobody's ever saying, nobody's thinking about this out there. If he got Mariah pregnant, and him and Cisco was fucking Mariah around the same time, there's some raw dog overlap.
Dude, yeah, 100%. First of
that's
all,
happening.
Hello.
The Creep Squad probably
the
has
Creep Squad
to each
has
other.
Hepatitis, HPV. Like, we can go down the fucking line
the Creep
of
Squad
that.
Is...
Because not only that, but Peter out here, who know? We only know two people Peter's fucking right now. We are only aware
say that.
Of two people that Peter is having
sex with.
Because
he still gets in the studio. And as long as you get in the studio, there is a chick that will give you some.
I mean, Peter probably don't even got to go to the studio. I don't believe after watching this, bitches just think his sperm gonna taste like a Golden Graham cracker or something. And they just be out here like,
I'll do it. Monet was like, are you going to be
like
on the show?
Heinz, the Heinz ketchup bottle.
You going to be on the show?
the Heinz ketchup bottle.
But you gotta, that's why you gotta tap it on the Heinz, the 54.
Oh,
that's where you get it.
Man.
Right on the 54.
Oh,
so that turned into, so Cisco said, you know what, My thing is, I laid off the hoe because I realized that she was like a dedicated family hoe.
She's a dedicated family.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
So like, I just couldn't do that.
Look, as soon as they said cut, he was like, "You like the things I said about you?
You gonna come back tonight, ain't you?
You know, this where we hanging out,
baby. You like my sweater that I'm wearing?
You gonna play with my necklace?
Sweater vest?
You like my sweater? My old navy.
My necklace, you know what I'm saying?
It was two performance fleeces for $17.99.
Old navy.
That's good.
I'm mad that you said performance fleeces. Because that's the real shit.
John, all right. Okay, y'all. So,
you got another
go. Because
we got all kind of life going on.
We so popular, y'all. They got throwing all these live reads at us. All right.
Yes.
Are you guys curious about a celebrity boyfriend's midlife crisis? I ain't going to read it like this. Let me tell y'all something. The creator of AfterBuzz TV, a dear friend, mentor of ours here, Kevin Undergaro, the fiance to the one and only Miss Maria Menounos, is going through a midlife crisis, y'all.
Yes, he is.
And he is putting it on air for y'all to see. You guys can check it out. It's thetomorrowshow.com. Mm-hmm. Check out the website. They film every Monday and Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. It's hilarious. I think they had Farrah from Teen Mom today.
Oh, that's fine.
And, you know, she be creating, like, fake vaginas and shit, so I can imagine what they had her
she
in, like, the prop band and everything.
Yeah.
So check it out, thetomorrowshow.com.
She should pass one of those fake vaginas on to frickin' Peter.
And she doesn't get pregnant anymore.
Just hum some plastic and give Amina and Tara freaking dildos and we'd all be fine.
And she's figured out how to not get pregnant. She just does that anal right off top.
I was going to say, because maybe she could get Tara and Amina's vaginas, like,
no, she'll leave the
recreated and be like, here you go, Peter, that way.
Loosen up that bunghole. Little thumb in there, maybe. Okay.
Oh my god,
too much information.
But pretty much, he would have a field day with that if that was the case.
Well, yeah, but then I feel like Amina and Tara would be like, "Well, why does hers look more beat up than mine?"
But you had her dried cum on hers, and you didn't do anything on mine.
Peter, you haven't washed mine in a week.
Peter!
No, they gotta...
Peter, you were just with her 3 hours ago.
Tara and Amina should sit down and compare notes and see what Peter does and doesn't do for the each of them.
But that's the thing. Whatever Tara's doing, honestly...
I bet he doesn't do anything.
I think Peter's just that guy. He'd just be standing there with his toes just, like, twinkling up.
And they're just excited.
She's like, if anyone knows my body, Peter does. Like, what?
Peter knows every little thing that happens to my body, including to today.
What?
Like, right before this.
That's fucking weird.
He just did me in the dressing room.
What? No, it's just weird to me how she would be, like, okay with saying that. Like,
and why are you proud of it?
She's really dumb.
Yeah, we still ain't even there. Yeah, hold on. Rich talks about his daughter, said that she's been lying to him about being a virgin.
And he wouldn't have put that on TV.
But on TV, she's like, you know what? Here's where I'm going to just put myself out there. Yeah, I'm not a virgin. Sorry, Dad. Then we get a real talk question to the men. The way that their daughters, how do they feel about the way that their daughters will perceive men? Peter says, I'm going through that prom right now. And I can't help my daughter, so I don't really know what to say.
But he didn't. That was the most depressing thing he's ever said, I think, because he didn't respond by saying
he said
it sucked that I couldn't stand up to that dude because I'm such a shithead, and it still didn't make me want to change one bit. I went home and impregnated Amina.
Yep. Like, yeah, buddy.
What?
Yeah, boy.
Nothing.
I have zero conscience.
Nothing. You are a sociopath.
So what, daughter?
Speaking
like,
of sociopaths.
Go get a good man somewhere.
Yep. Tara says, Amina, of course Amina's the side chick. Amina's a hypocrite. I spent 14 common law years.
I like how she threw
like,
it in
there. Bitch, you read in Blue Book rules.
Yeah.
Like, on a Sunday, you can't have an ice cream sandwich in your back pocket while driving a gorilla in the back seat of a New York taxi.
Listen,
like, that's a real law.
She brought that up.
Bitch, like, yeah, buddy.
She's trying to combat that wedding ring that's on Amina's hand.
Yeah.
Because she don't know how else to justify.
He couldn't get married to Amina.
Right. And did you?
Because common law is recognized.
No, yeah, but in New
some
York,
states,
though. I feel like there's too many people living together in New York for common law to be.
Amina threw some shade too. She's like, and I didn't ask to marry him. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if Tara was the type to be like, Peter, marry me.
Yeah.
Didn't
marry
she do
me
that
now?
In like the earlier
did.
Episodes
yeah.
of the season. She's I wanted to get married.
Recognized in New York.
Oh, sorry, we gotta go to Siri and find out her.
It's not Siri, it's
Google.
Google
knows everything.
Out of state common law marriage. Only out of state. They abolished
states pursuant to the full faith and credit clause of the U.S. Constitution.
Thank you.
Well, bitch, she didn't finish it like that. So basically, but so it's abolished. There ain't no common law.
Yeah, because it abolished in California.
Oh, so
too.
She ain't even got that.
Hell no.
Oh, you did.
Hell
she
no.
thought she was.
You trying to say something? You ain't even got that. You don't have a say life something to say smart. No. You're right.
But everyone in that room was like, "Ooh, it was they were common like, law. Ew. It was common law.
Yeah, those two babies. That 15 years.
What an embarrassing Wallace you are, Tara.
Yeah.
No. Then she went in,
putting Wallace in such shame.
As if we couldn't get lower.
And then your anniversary is on February 15th, National Side Chick Day.
How old are you? Like, how old are you?
He got dressed at my house to go out with you.
Why are you clapping? Why are you clapping?
He left your house, Tara, with your two children to go out with his wife. That did not make you special.
Yeah,
it did not.
He left his house with an empty nutsack. I can't talk about this anymore. She took care of him.
Oh, Jesus.
Then he showered because he has nowhere to live.
No.
And he got his clothes out of her closet because that's where he hangs out.
He spent Valentine's Day with Tara because he knew she would support him. She would shower him. She would feed him. Mm-hmm. So he wouldn't have to spend any money on Valentine's Day. So he took Amina out the day after.
For the anniversary.
And the discounts.
Yes.
Cheaper.
See, the chocolate is half price by the next day.
So yeah, Tara, you may have had him in the bed on February 14th,
you may have
but
had
he was spending
once,
any little coin he could
but
on
she
a meal.
Still got him all the time, girl.
Yeah,
she
they got should, y'all sharing. It don't matter.
He might be doing.
You can't
you,
even point something out if you're sharing.
Amina.
You know what I'm saying?
So she said
you
knew, he. She knew he had a family.
Think
she
about
still
lover.
Decided like he,
go find another brother, Tara.
Amina feels Tara is fake. Alright.
What's not new?
Congratulations, Amina. You said a whole sentence.
But Yandy, here's the thing, though. Yandy,
you're
okay,
a
go
fake
ahead.
Bitch.
Yandy said Tara feels she had a man stolen from her. Yandy, be a good fucking friend.
That's what I was going to say.
But
she's
how can she? Look at Yandy's situation.
She's getting that psychological support in a backwards-ass way.
This is the thing. I've realized, like, as you get older, you can't really be friends with certain people in your life. And even though you grew up with them, and sometimes, like, you can't be friends with yes friends.
Yeah.
So if Yandy sees you in this situation, now, in the past, we have seen Yandy kind of
clock
Tara.
She has told her, like, girl, what are you doing?
She has.
But to feel like that shouldn't be an excuse for you to say she feels she like
has.
She's had a man stolen from him. Okay, now this is 3 years after the fact. That can't still be the comment that you're making. Because
no.
At one point she felt that she had a
or
man stolen
from her. Or the justification for your
no,
actions.
No, that's what I'm saying.
There is no justification.
I just have no words for this just because.
Is that
like,
the Lord on the mic?
Jesus on the mic.
I'm just hold on to the Lord because there is too much fuckery. Like, it doesn't make any sense and we're trying to make sense of it. It makes no fucking sense.
No, it can't.
It
and then
makes
the
no sense.
Ignorant ass motherfuckers would that be commenting like,
"You're so disrespectful to Tara."
No,
honey,
Tara,
she has disrespected her vagina
she
far
has
more than
Tara got to learn to
her vagina, her character, her mind because she ain't got one anymore.
Right,
like she used to be a smart girl. Remember?
She was no, she was never
a smart girl.
No.
She was an intelligent girl.
Nah, babe.
No, we just didn't see the 15 years on
and
TV.
And then the most dumbest thing of her to say, the most insecure thing to say on Twitter, he only married you for a green card.
And
so
then
what?
They brought
be a
that
citizen.
Up.
He's still married.
What library? We already did both the libraries. Oh, okay. I'm like, come on, y'all.
They brought it up, the citizenship.
They bring up the green card thing, which I thought... We are clearly bringing it up
fine,
because
Love
and Hip Hop's like.
Sad.
But
I
I'm
love
just like,
her.
Here's my thing with Love and Hip Hop. Like, you're gonna expose this, but there's so many other things on other seasons that you knew you should have exposed and had your cast members respond to an answer. So why didn't you do that? But we're gonna do it with this one because it's out in the news right now. So you want to address it so it doesn't look like y'all knew anything about the green card, anyways. But I'm sure. And Peter's, you know what I mean? Peter just decided to marry Amina because I love her, but didn't marry Tara because he's not a marriage kind of guy.
That don't make no sense.
Thank you.
It's a direct contradiction. That's why even Ra was like, what?
Because it doesn't have to make sense for them. They don't
he
care.
Didn't want to marry fucking Tara. She was the chick that was, he was calling at 2 a.m. for some pussy, and she answered.
Dudes don't want that.
Do y'all think
that.
Tara got pregnant
that.
On purpose?
Yeah. Everybody knows she got pregnant on purpose.
If you ain't on nothing and you fucking him, you got pregnant on purpose. Mm-hmm. Even if you took Plan B and you didn't pay attention, you're pregnant on purpose.
There are girls that are just thirsty that just be wanting to fuck some raw dick. I know there's some girls out there, but I don't think this was that situation.
No,
I don't feel like you know what that dick can do.
You know you fucking Peter. Get that depo shot.
It's lethal.
Bitch, you know what that dick can do.
Wrap it up in saran wrap.
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out how they feel because they're sitting there together. We're all watching. This is the reunion show. It ain't like they're shooting the episode. We're all like in an audience, even their friends and their cast members.
And ain't they embarrassed?
And he's going, no, I love her.
But it looks like Cardi's going to check him. Like, next week, Cardi's going to be like, look.
Nobody cares if Cardi checks him. He's still boning both of them, and they're fine with it.
How do they feel? Like,
they don't feel like anything. They feel they're getting boned by the love of their lives.
He's like, I got to tell you something very, very difficult. What, Peter? Did you sleep with her again? Yes, because I love her.
Yeah.
I got to tell you something very difficult. What, Peter? Did you sleep with her again? Yes, and she's pregnant because I love her.
I feel like you and Cuba Gooding Jr. would be best friends.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was so weird. Totally. I was watching him on The View the other day, and I totally was right about it. All right, so the last question, Amina. How does it feel knowing that Tara is the last person to have a baby with Peter?
She's like, I've been waiting on you to ask this all night.
Well, she's not.
You know what I'm mad about?
I saved that last little sperm. I got on that butt.
And I wrote it until I got it.
But she didn't swallow it. I got to Peter. I didn't swallow it.
I spit it in a turkey basin.
Cheers to the freaking weekend.
I didn't swallow, Peter. I spit it in the thing.
I saved it for us.
She was like,
so we could have a baby.
Like, you couldn't freeze it? And then she's like,
that's... When she did the Beyonce reveal...
Thank you. I'm like, bitch.
I was like,
baby,
turn the cameras on.
You're the one I love.
I was like, no, she didn't stand up and do the Beyonce reveal. I was like, Lord.
Everything stopped by the league.
I'm like, no, she did. Get out of my face forever.
Always and forever.
And Peter
forever
was like,
for that.
She probably was like, you can get the vasectomy,
no,
but she's going to get me pregnant first.
Before you ever snip these balls off.
It's like Misery. He was in the movie Misery.
He was all tight. She like, beat him.
She right. No, you know what it's like?
She'll bite him.
Denzel and Ricochet, y'all probably this old. Y'all ain't seen
when
the prostitute was like riding him out. He's just like,
Yes. That's exactly how I envision sex with people.
She did.
You're going to make my baby.
Peter, like, I'm not even going to come, period, anyway. I'm not even.
Oh, well.
I just had sex with, like, two other chicks before I got
home.
He's
like, I love babies. It'll be fun.
I make house stops.
Yeah, like, Peter's dick is like Betty Crocker. Like, I can't. On that note, let's head into
predictions. Sorry, am I alone?
No, you're not. You're not.
It's all up.
We're having a good time. We're drinking Peter Sperm.
Whoa.
Where they do that at?
I guess, see, that's why I wore that, because it's rubbing off. Coming through the television set.
You got something you need
what
to show
that at?
That's why she wore that choke around her neck.
You know what I'm saying?
Holding it in, keeping it down.
That's the name of Peter.
Next season, she's going to be like, it's your girl, Trinae Guns.
Yep.
Carrying a Peter bun.
I'm going to be like, hey guys, welcome to Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. Here's my favorite people. It's your girl, Trinae. Hey guys.
Peter bun.
Love on top, baby.
Wow. Okay.
I have soda in my mouth, so.
Oh my god.
Literally,
one day
I'm not trying to spit
it out.
It's not going to be Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. It's going to be Raising Guns, the new season.
Raising Guns.
Girl, you on a new season with Mona, girl?
Raising Guns.
I mean, you do kind of
look
like
a check,
girl.
Where's my check?
I made it.
Heck, ever got one.
Have a good body.
Oh my god. Okay. So listen, because I know enough of you guys watch this, I need a favor from you guys. And now I know a lot of you guys are so creative online.
Very creative.
Can you do something for me? Somebody out there. It'll be fucking hilarious. Can you please put together a sizzle reel of raising guns using Love and Hip Hop footage?
Oh my god.
I mentally cannot stable myself to do that. So if you could do that and send that to us, we will play it.
I will die.
And like I said, somehow I will find a way for you to be a part of our situation. I mean, unless you live in like across the country, then I can't.
Then we can't help you.
I ain't got the coin.
You need to do this before next week because this is
going
to
No, we got two more reunions.
There's two more reunions? What?
I'm pretty sure it's three parts.
Are you sure?
I mean, I hope not, but I feel like
Jesse's like,
well, try to do it.
I'm hoping we get a break before Atlanta.
I know.
I was hoping that too.
Oh,
so anyways, then we're gonna get what Remy's gonna perform. We get Tara versus Mina again. She's like, who does that? You get pregnant again after an abortion? Tara.
Girl, you have no grounds.
The fuck are you talking about?
To call anybody out on anything ever in life.
And
ever again.
Who does that?
Listen. You
are above nothing. If you're,
right, like,
you are the lowest.
You've been infected. Like,
you are
at 35.
No,
at 35. When
Who's
you were,
35?
Tara.
She.
Okay.
I'm going to give her that. I don't know.
You think she's older than that?
She's an embarrassment.
I'm going to give her, sure, she's give her like 35.
Yeah, I would think she's about 35. Okay. At around 35, when you are still rushing out to get the plan B from the common law husband of yours, you can't judge anybody.
You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
The only person that should be judging is the person at CVS selling you.
I would exactly. so be judging you.
Exactly. Look,
and it's like, in New York.
Watch the show. They're like, hey, girl. I threw an extra one.
Like, this is the third time.
Hey,
second time this week. Huh?
She's like, okay. These new condoms came out. They're extra sensitive and they heat up.
I have a doctor if you want to go check him out. There's a free clinic on the corner.
As a matter of fact, we have a rapid test right here.
They have this thing called Depo Provera. You can shoot it inside. And you never.
You know
have
how
to
people
use
be
anything.
Low key supporting you, like random folks. I'm sure there's people out there that's like, hey, Tara. Keep it going, girl. You're going to get it. You deserve it.
Ew, if they are, that's tragic.
There'll be women out there like that supporting Tara.
She really... I can't even see how she would even bear to have Peter's child
I'm
again.
I'm with you, girl.
She's sick. Like, this is fucking sick.
It's
like,
just
this
crazy.
Is sick.
The baby here, right? The baby's here.
Yeah. Well, like, 2 weeks. He's like, I'm ready for that 2 weeks. What? I can't wait to kiss my baby's face.
Yo. Yorma done got cute for the reunion.
Yeah, I thought that was Cat Stacks. I thought that was Cat Stacks. I'm like, is that Cat Stacks?
I was like, they really needed to up Cardi's storyline or something? Like, they done brought Cat Stacks from the fucking grave.
The only reason I ain't loving it is because I know she only got cute in an effort to get back self, which...
They're together, though.
She's like, she lost a little weight, too. That's why I thought it was Cat Stacks, because...
So I feel like that's her self-esteem, though. That's still so low. She's like, I gotta do what
or
I gotta
maybe
do to
it's
get my
so
man
high
back.
That she's in the position to be like, you gonna look at me, and I'm fine as hell, and it ain't never coming back.
Your self-esteem's high when you're like, yeah, I made some mistakes, but hey, boo, and all this, and it's another dude that's like...
Well, isn't that what Mariah said? Had originally, who had originally said like they thought I was checking for them? Oh, that was a little. Getting it confused with fucking Real Housewives. Sorry. Anyways, want to thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can hit me up at JesseJane.com and DJ Jesse J.
I'm on Twitter, Instagram at Story Starlet.
And you know you can find me on Instagram. I'm just kidding. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter. At your girl, Trinae.
You know you can find me, Carrie and Peter's baby.
Guns buns.
If you want to see me have Peter's baby, go to GoFundMe and drop it like it's hot.
And check out our new hot dog rolls called Peter's Buns.
Oh, Lord.
Peter's Buns.
Hey, and also, don't forget to check out our sister network, Black Hollywood Live.
Black Hollywood Live.
Watch The Beat with DJ Jesse J.
Blah, blah.
Reality Check. There's all kinds of shows on that y'all will love. And if you want to check me out, I'm all over social media at I am Stefan.
You said that real slow.
Read my writing, Stefan.
There you go, ladies.
There you go.
Always fresh.
That's Stephon, what he likes to purchase.
Also, make sure you guys check us out Wednesday night.
Man, Wednesday nights at 11 p.m. Get your ass on the screen. Watch us, because we're doing the next 15. It's going down. And if you really miss Jesse, he's really going in on this one. So you don't want to fucking... You don't even want to fucking...
Girl, well, you was a part of the situation.
I am part of the situation, but Jesse and over then here is have our rights.
Khalil Abubu is going to be joining. Oh, no, so make sure y'all check that out. Till next week.
Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.